It's another tequila sunrise.
And I'll take this.
I think I need a drink of doodle doo.
Drinking again. Drink of the week time.
Spring in the cart. Oh, it's got a lot of ingredients on it this week.
Yeah, this is a big one.
What is it?
This is a Galveston Island iced tea. You know, it's Mardi Gras. Galveston Island has one of the best Mardi Gras around. And this one is from the FM Kitchen and Bar. I did my shoot there this last week, and you can go and see it. It'll be posted here pretty quick on the Facebook pages.
This was your Playboy layout shoot?
Yes.
This what shoot are you talking about?
No, the where I shoot, I made the cocktail there. You can see me dressed up in my little Mardi Gras outfit.
All right.
Okay, so first of all, you get a big rocks glass, a big tall glass, like a Collins glass, and you fill it up with ice.
Is this similar to a Long Island iced tea? Okay, with where there's just multiple liquors.
Yes.
Wow.
Galveston okay. Island iced tea.
Yes. Galveston style.
So first of all,
Island style. It's a shorter island. It's okay. A short island ice.
It's a short island. So you're going to put a half ounce of every liquor. You're going to do vodka, tequila,
every liquor
bourbon,
ever made, Dean.
And Cointreau. So you do half ounce of vodka.
All right. Vodka going in first.
This is streaming live on our Facebook right now, by the way.
Yes.
Not whatever other not one you have to find.
Vodka going in.
Okay. The microphone cord just got tangled in my finger. So that one might have a little more booze in it than the other. Okay, then you get your bourbon. I'm using Wild Turkey.
Whoa.
Because there's a lot of Wild Turkeys down in Galveston for Mardi Gras.
There's a lot of Wild Turkeys on Galveston year-round.
That's a half ounce of that.
I have actual Wild Turkeys in my yard.
Do you?
Wild boars.
Peacocks.
Half an ounce of tequila.
Wait, what?
Woo! Yeah.
Does that go in a Long Island iced tea?
Not typically, does it? No. Okay. Not in a Long Island.
This is a departure then, Raj,
this
from the standard.
This is a variation.
I'll be interested to see.
It's because of our proximity to Mexico. Then you get Grand Gala or Cointreau or Grand Marnier. Okay. Why would you waste a Grand Marnier, though? You use the Grand Gala.
We're in what used to be Mexico. Basically.
The Gulf.
What's the quantities on all of these?
Half ounce.
Half
of
ounce
everything.
Of everything. Okay.
Half ounce of everything ever distilled.
Right. Then you put in 2 ounces of lemon juice.
Okay. Are these fresh squeezed lemons? You know, we've become accustomed to that here.
Yeah.
Right. Are they from Kelly's tree?
Yes.
Wow.
No, they're not.
Well, okay.
Her tree died in the freeze, unfortunately.
And then you top it.
In memoriam.
In memoriam.
Whoa.
Look out.
Oh, we're foaming over on the Dr. Pepper, Raj.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention that on the air. I didn't want the corporation to hear that we just soiled the carpet again.
Taking away points on style.
Top it with Dr. Pepper. And then it looks like the Gulf. It's brown.
Another Texas beverage.
But we have a layer of liquor at the bottom. Which liquor is that that went to the bottom?
I don't know.
I'm going to say that's the vodka down there.
I'm going to give each a straw because you need to stir. You can pass them out, Haas.
Oh, I like those straws. They're fat.
Thank you.
Get a clear pass of this. There we go.
Yeah, these are good fat drinking straws.
I don't like crazy straws. Have you seen the crazy straws that kids like? They bend and twist. But they're thin. You can't suck enough through them.
I am really, really
like the beer helmet straws.
Right. I really want this mixed.
Yeah. You want to mix it good.
Last week's drink failed because it failed to mix properly.
Is that what was on?
One of many reasons. Here we go. The Galveston iced tea.
Okay, here we go.
Yowza.
Wow, there's a lot of weird flavors going on into that.
Ooh, I like the Dr. Pepper in there. That's good.
The Dr. Pepper
saves it.
Saves it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are the flavors fighting each other?
Otherwise, you're drinking, what do you call the college hooch you make? Like at a
Jippy Juice.
Jungle juice. Where everybody just throws something in a barrel?
Yeah, everybody brings something. That's not bad.
The Four Loko surprise.
Yeah. You know, a Long Island iced tea is very strong as well.
Yes.
And
it's great.
But it mixes better than this is a battle royale between liquors that do not want to be together.
It's
they
coming
all
together.
Want to be together.
I think the Dr. Pepper holds it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with this.
Oh, I like.
I like Dr. Pepper, so I'm inclined to like
this.
I often just drink bourbon and Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend it highly. I'm going to swallow on this.
Swallow.
Swallow.
It's a frat party mess.
Ah! Well, that's what Galveston.
You never went to college. You would have no idea what a
right.
frat party.
Right. So on that basis, I like it.
That's what Mardi Gras is like. It's supposed to be.
Pretty similar, I'll tell you that much.
Boss knows.
I want to say thanks to FM Kitchen and Bar on Shepherd. That's where we did the video shoot. You can see that on the page here pretty quick.
But this video is on the page right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see the
I'm
actual,
confused. I don't
the actual real-time thing that just happened.
How many videos of this are there?
We're on right now.
Two.
Hello.